Sorry I was so long, love.
What have you been doing? The pub closes at 2.
Yeah, but I was gone 3 by the time we'd cleared up. And then Donald gave me another earful about needing a woman to help him run the place.
I thought you'd never get here.
Yeah, brewery's still putting the squeeze on him, you know.
I've got something to tell you.
Why?
Sit down. You may need to when you're here.
Sure, what is all this?
You know how we've been worrying about our new landlord.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they try and put the rent up.
They will. Look how they've bled the national.
And whether we could stand it here with Mike and Claire gone.
What, being harassed by some Latter-day Rachman?
Listen! While you were out, I had a visit from him.
From the owner?
Yes.
Well, in person? Or did he send his minder?
No, he came himself. First he went up to see the Nashes, then he came down here. You'll never guess who it is.
Well, someone we know?
It was George.
Who?
George.
George?
Yes, I nearly died when he told me.
Oh, no, you don't.
Is that all you can say?
So that's where he was off to. He was in the pub this morning knocking back the brandies, large ones and all. Yeah, I knew he was up to something.
But you haven't heard the best part yet. He says we can have the basement rent free for as long as we like. Just think what that means, Cliff.
Well, well, look who's propping up the bar.
Huh? Oh, hi, Debbie.
Oh, there's a warm welcome.
Are Vincent Carroll with you?
Nah, they went to some party in Haverstock Hill. I've had parties after that fiasco at the deli. You on your own too?
Yeah.
No chicken?
No, he and Sophie have gone to the cinema.
Oh.
What'll it be?
No, let me get you one. I owe you for that coffee you gave me the other night. Scotch, is it?
That'll make it half a bitter.
Come on, have a scotch. 2 scotches, please. Oh, mind if we move? I don't think I could make a bar stool without the help of pulleys.
That better then?
Lots. Well, cheers then.
Cheers, and thanks.
What's up with you, then?
Nothing.
This isn't the usual ebullient, Pengelly. It wouldn't have anything to do with Dickon going out with Sophie, would it?
Of course not. Tired. Been working flat out at the old bakery all day. We had this deadline to meet. The reaction's just set in.
No, I only asked. You ought to find yourself someone, Rob.
Don't start running my life, please, Debbie.
But you're wasting yourself. Why don't
you... Do you mind if we change the subject?
All right, then.
When's the baby due?
3 weeks.
Are you still going to have it adopted?
Well, I haven't signed on the dotted line. I don't have to do that until it's born. And even then, you know, you're not committed. I don't have to sign the court consent form until at least 6 weeks after.
But you do intend to?
Well, off and on. It's a bit like giving up smoking. You keep blowing hot and cold. One day it all seems so simple. I'll get shot of the baby, I'll go back to work, and everything will be like it was before. Other days, I think that I've carried the poor little blighter for 9 months and we've been through a lot together, so why back out now? Jean says they could arrange a foster placement for it if I wanted.
Who's Jean?
Oh, my social worker. You know, she says it's possible if I still haven't made up my mind. Give me a lot longer to decide. May do that, I suppose.
I don't think you should.
What?
Dither about. I think you should go into hospital knowing one way or the other. For your own sake, as well as the kids.
I didn't know you cared.
If you're going to get it adopted, then you want to switch off. No emotional involvement. If you're going to go through with it, you should start right. Be committed to him. If you've only got one parent, you've got to know you matter to him. I mean, really matter. Just because you're the result of a one-night stand, you don't have to go through life feeling it.
Is that what you are?
Yeah.
Did your mother make you feel that?
Nah, never. She made me feel I was the greatest thing that ever happened to her.
Oh, you were close then.
Yeah. She wasn't the possessive type. She was always a fishing up suitable girl. Her greatest ambition was to see me married with kids.
Does she know about you now?
No, she's dead now.
Mm. You're right, though. I've got to make a positive decision. You can't go on drifting indefinitely, avoiding the inevitable.
Let me buy you another drink before I shove off.
There you go. I knew you wouldn't be able to put up with me for long.
Nah, don't be like that.
Where are you going?
Well, back to the flat.
Spoil sport.
How do you mean?
You don't want to wreck Dickon's chances, do you? Not if he's got something going with Sophie.
I've only gone out to the movies, for God's sake.
Want to bet? Now he's got the taste for it again, there'll be no stopping him. It'll be the back row of the stools, then back to the flat to finish it off.
I'll see you around, Debbie. Hopefully not too often.
Here, what about my drink?
You know that. I can't paint without you.
Dickon?
Yes?
I know this isn't exactly a gripping film.
I don't know why they're making such a fuss about that girl. She couldn't hold a candle to you.
Would you mind terribly keeping your eyes on the screen?
What?
And your hands to yourself.
I was only passing you the popcorn.
Do you always pass popcorn by such a devious route?
Depends.
On what?
The advantages of a detour.
You can stop it.
Shh. Don't you want any popcorn, then?
No, I don't. Try anything else.
Can't I put my arm around you?
It's not what your arm's doing that bothers me. It's your fingers.
You feel so good.
Look, I mean it, Dickon. If that's what you want, go and find someone else.
Shh yourself.
Shh.
Oh. I think I've dropped the popcorn.
Rough you to put a damper on it, Cliff.
Well, I'm sorry, but the more I think about it, the less I like it.
We are given a rent-free flat, and you don't like it.
Well, it's not that straightforward, is it?
Sounded straightforward the way George put it. He's done it for us, Cliff. He could have just got himself a nice flat or gone back to Kane House. Why do you think he picked this house?
It's a damn good investment, that's why.
So he's a good businessman, just as well someone in this family is.
And how is he raising the money? That's what I want to know.
From the sale of Kane House and some shares he has.
Well, don't tell me that'd be enough. He may have knocked the price down, but it is still a sizable sum.
Plus the money from Mum's estate, of course.
Oh, of course. His share, or your share as well.
I did not.
Is this no-rent deal as well as giving you the money he promised, or instead of it?
I don't know.
Well, I want to know, Shirley. In fact, there's quite a few things I want to know. For instance, what happens if we want to move out?
But we won't, will we?
Well, we might. It can be very dodgy having relations as landlords.
Better than having a latter-day rackman.
What if it didn't work out, though? Oh, he just decided to move away from London. What happens then? Would he give us a lump sum instead?
Oh, Cliff.
Or is it some kind of emotional blackmail? Stay with me or else.
You've just got it in for George.
I'm trying to protect you, that's all.
I'm sure he hasn't even thought of that.
Wanna bet? If I know George, he'll have got it all worked out to the last detail. That's the kind of bloke he is.
You make him sound like some sort of Fu Manchu.
And you make him sound like Father Christmas. Now listen, love, all I'm suggesting is we find out all the implications before we accept his offer.
All right, but I don't want you barging over there like a bull in a china shop. We'll do this my way, for a change.
I'm sorry, Sophie.
Oh, forget it.
Stop giving me the cold shoulder,
then. Why go on about it?
If it's going to create this kind of atmosphere...
I got the wrong idea, that's all. When you asked me to go to the cinema with you, I assumed that's what you meant.
Well, I did.
But I thought you'd invited me as a friend, not as a potential... thing.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Anyone would think I tried to... Sophie, I'm sorry. I am a fool.
That's my trouble. I haven't wanted to know about sex since... Well, since that night.
I just didn't think.
Oh, you only did what most men do. Which is why I avoid them. Only I... Well, I didn't think of you in that light.
I've been, in retirement, as it were.
What?
I went to this party last week and came out of it with a vengeance.
Now you've been bitten by the bug.
Well, I wouldn't mind repeating the experience. Only this time I wanted it to be with someone I really liked. You.
Oh, Dickon.
But I knew you hadn't got a regular boyfriend at the moment, so I thought I'd... Well, I thought I'd make an approach.
And I behave like a nervous virgin.
I forgot about what happened to you.
Did you really, Dickon?
Yes.
You sure it wasn't because of what happened that you thought I'd be easy?
What are you saying?
It's what I imagine people thinking. The girl who didn't struggle enough.
Oh, Sophie. That never occurred to me. You mustn't feel like that.
I can't help it.
Rocky Rollins. Hello?
Hello.
Well, who is it, or is it a surprise?
Rob Pengelly. Oh,
well, hello, Rob. How's things?
I've got the evening off. I thought I'd give you a ring.
Oh, that's nice. Have you eaten?
No.
Well, then why don't we go out for a meal somewhere? Or aren't you hungry?
I could eat a horse.
I was thinking of something a little more delicate. Where are you calling from?
Call box in Sloane Square.
Oh, so you're in the area. Well, look, come straight round then. I'll have a drink ready.
Okay.
And Rob, in case you should have any second thoughts between Sloane Square and here, I meant what I said the other day, huh? No strings. Absolutely. No strings.